Hey, you're listening to member-supported Alabama Public Radio. I'm Pat Duggins, reporting from the Alabama Public Radio newsroom, bringing you the latest details regarding the reports of a tornado touchdown near downtown Mobile. I just spoke with John Kilcullen. He's the head of Mobile County Emergency Management. And between media reports down there and spotters who photographed and witnessed the storm, Mr. Kilcullen is at this point saying it's pretty much confirmed that a tornado did touch down between I-65 and I-10 west of downtown Mobile. Along Spring Hill Avenue. That's an area that includes residential districts as well as local hospitals. At this point, emergency responders are simply going out and lending the aid that they can at this point. There are no confirmed reports of injuries or deaths at this point, just some structural damage. We have power lines down, trees down, and it may be till tomorrow before the emergency managers are able to really assess exactly what happened. Obviously, whatever aid needs to be given to any victims out there, they're doing that right now. We'll keep you up to date on this here on Alabama Public Radio.
I'm Aaron Schachter, and this is The World.
86-year-old Fred Sinkton of Gadsden joined his children and grandchildren to watch the Crimson Tide win its 14th national championship. He knows a bit about the Tide, since legendary Alabama coach Bear Bryant recruited Kingston as a tackle back in 1958.
And this is what they deserve. They deserve this victory, and they deserve this championship, and Alabama deserves them.
His daughter Lee says she's happy about the victory, but it could cause friction at home.
I'm married to a graduate from LSU, and this is sweet redemption.
Lee is referring to LSU's 9-6 victory over Alabama back in November. Last night's championship win is the third for Coach Nick Saban, two for the Crimson Tide, and one at his previous job at LSU. Pat Duggins, APR News in New Orleans. Sunday's Washington Post declared the South to be the epicenter of new cases of HIV and AIDS in the nation, and AIDS activists in Alabama might agree. Southern states account for only a third of the population in the U.S., but the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports more than half of all new infections of HIV/AIDS in the country occurs in the South. One reason the AIDS rate is higher in southern states like Alabama is a reported lack of testing. The CDC also says people living in poverty are more likely to become infected. Advocates for AIDS patients in Alabama also plan to lobby for increased federal funding for AIDS treatment and prevention in the state. Pat Duggins, APR News, in Washington.